Between client meetings, managing your business, and everyday tasks, who has time to worry about website hosting? With Kinsta's Managed WordPress hosting, you don't have to. They handle the technical stuff, delivering lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7, 365 human-only support. Simply switching to Kinsta can make your site up to 200% faster. Kinsta's custom dashboard makes managing sites easy, with powerful features designed to save you time and effort. Plus, their free expert-led migrations ensure a smooth transition. Ready to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses? Get your first month free at kinsta.com. That's KINSTA.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
Stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app. Get select Post cereal or Kroger peanut butter for $1.49 each with a digital coupon. And we've lowered prices. Save 15% or more on hundreds of items like Thomas mini bagels, Campbell's SpaghettiOs, and more. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome into the House of L podcast. I'm Lawrence. This is my podcast. The studio is a little different. You can see some of the stuff more in the background today. Got the Remy Martin sign. They're one of our sponsors here on House of L. People can more clearly see my Chicago Vice poster with Walter Payton and Jim McMahon in here. And Annie has been nice enough to help me figure out how I can like help fill out the walls with some cool stuff that I've been hanging on to. So, speaking of which, that's Annie. You know Annie. She covers basketball for the Chicago Sun-Times. You've seen her all over the place. She does great stuff over on CHSN when they ask her to come by the studio. And she's pretty much just a rock star. So I wanted to talk with the rock star because I had some stuff in my mind while I've been on vacation. First of all, thank you for joining me. I appreciate it.
Of course. I mean, you know, now I'm back healthy. I'm at 100%. Like, whatever I could do, I'm doing.
Yeah, we had to get you right before we could get you on the podcast.
I was like texting you from literally the depths of hell, my bedroom where I was for weeks. And you're like, you and another friend were like, maybe it's time to get an antibiotic in your system. Like, you're not exactly kicking this on your own.
I'm glad that you're feeling better because that's whenever I probably get a sinus infection like once a year and it is debilitating, debilitating. So I'm glad that you're on the road to recovery and I'm glad that you're here. I've been on vacation for the most part over the last 2 weeks, but there's a story that you know intimately that I want to start with because I'm fascinated by this.
Yeah.
The Marina Mabry story.
Yeah.
With the Connecticut Sun. Catch people up if they don't know what's happening with this.
Yeah, so it goes all the way back to our guy, James Wade, who traded for her years ago. And just giving some context, like the WNBA is such a small, intimate league that when players request trades or demand trades up until this point, which we're seeing now with Marina's trade request being denied, up until this point, they've, for the most part, been granted because, again, it's such a small league. All the GMs, coaches, like players, if you don't want to be somewhere, it's hard to kind of create a bridge to getting things back on track. Again, because it's such a small league and things get out of hand quickly, right? When relationships get strained. And so those relationships with coaches and GMs have kind of allowed for an ease with which, again, trades can happen when they're forced. And so Marina, back when James traded for her, she wanted out of Dallas. It wasn't vocalized in the same way as it's being vocalized now, but she was ready to be moved. And so James goes and gets her. He gives up a whole lot of picks, which we could get into now too, because we're kind of seeing this cycle repeat itself with Jeff Pagliacca. He brings her to Chicago. He leaves. The situation becomes entirely different for Marina. She requests out again, which that situation, like, it made a lot of sense why she wanted out. Now, again, she gets to the Connecticut Sun, and it's like, the same situation is happening again. The coach leaves. the roster is entirely blown up because none of the free agents come back. You think you're coming into this situation where you're going to be part of a championship contender. Now, not only are they rebuilding, they're at the bottom of a rebuild. Like when we talk rebuild levels, they're at zero. Okay. And so as a player, it's like, that's not what you signed up for. The problem is though, the Sun have nothing to lose. They have nothing to lose. And President Jen Rosati showed as much when she's like, we're not granting this request. You could hate it here all you want, but we need you and you're not getting out because nothing we're going to get in return is going to be as valuable as what we see you being here in Connecticut. And so, I mean, as a person who's been covering the WNBA as long as I have, I love the drama of it, right? Like we saw what happened in Miami with Jimmy Butler. It's like, the WNBA is a business. The Connecticut Sun are a business. And if they don't see, if they don't think they're going to get a solid return, sorry, like we're not trading you. This is a business at the end of the day. And I think stuff like this happening, again, we saw her agent's comments. And as much as people want to like, you know, maybe say this isn't good for the game, this is great for the game, in my opinion.
So Marina's been on what, four teams in the last 5 years, right? And
three, because Dallas, Chicago, and now the Sun.
Okay. And with the Sun, their entire starting five is gone, right? Like I don't know if I have ever seen.
And their coach.
I don't know if I've ever seen that where it's just like everyone's gone. And I know that with the Sky, like it partially happened where you looked up and you're like, wait, a championship team just kind of dismantled itself.
Yeah.
But to not have any of your returning starting five available is crazy.
Yeah. I always get people in my mentions that are like, oh, why aren't you going so hard on Connecticut? Or why aren't you going so hard on the Sparks? Like you go so hard at the Sky. Why aren't you going in on these teams? Listen, if I was in Connecticut as a beat writer and I knew the ins and outs of that franchise and could like spill it all, I would be. This is an utter failure by the Connecticut Sun. And again, we're seeing it happen, commonalities between the Sky and the Sun in the sense of when the Sky's championship roster dismantled, there were a lot of reasons for it. You know, players wanted to be in new situations, sure. The locker room got to a point where it was like, can we come back together and do this again? Probably not. Like there was just a divide. And also then on top of it, you have a franchise that is not at the same level as these other franchises. Well, the Connecticut Sun are again, a franchise that's not at the same level as these other franchises that we saw all of their stars leave to go to with the exception of Bree Jones, who ended up in Atlanta, and they still have a ways to go as far as investment goes. But, you know, the Phoenix Mercury trading for Alyssa Thomas, Dawana Bonner ending up with the Fever. You know, these are franchises, again, that are able to offer not only a competitive environment, like these are teams who think they can contend in 2025, but these are also franchises that are able to offer the prime opportunities as far as investment goes and environment goes, player environment. So some similarities between what the Sun and the Sky, what the Sun are going through now and the Sky went through in 2022, but the rate at which this happened for the Sun was overnight.
How is Unrivaled gone?
I think Unrivaled's been amazing, in my opinion, because of the light it's shining on the WNBA as far as the standard they need to set, right? For a league to come up, this is my opinion, but for a league to pop up essentially overnight and be able to provide the luxuries that they're providing, it kind of raises the questions of like, what have y'all been doing? How could we bring this league up and start it overnight? And y'all have existed for almost 30 years now and we're providing a better, you know, setup than a lot of these franchises, again, that have existed for decades. It's like, that's the biggest question it raises to me because Unrivaled, it's like, is this a league that's going to last for decades? Uncertain. But what they're doing now is what's most important to me. It's like whether they last for decades or not is not really, I think, a marker of their success. I think the standard they require the W and other leagues to elevate to, I think that, again, in my opinion, could be the mark of its success.
It's interesting to me because the NFL is a behemoth now, but they're at a point they needed to be challenged, whether it was the USFL or whatever. And yeah, they have taken pieces of all of the other football leagues, the spring football leagues, and added to their collective. I with the success and the buzz around Unrivaled and the idea of these women not having to deal with the nonsense of playing overseas in the off season. And we saw, you know, obviously on the spectrum of good experiences to terrible experience, we saw with Brittany Griner a couple years ago how that could go so far left and it ended up being a terrible thing. I imagine players that are W players are taking a deep breath and being like, okay, I can just play ball, make decent money, and still live where I live instead of having to uproot my life for 4 months at a time.
Exactly. And especially if you think about the ways that WNBA pay is expected to change with the new CBA, these supplemental leagues that are in the United States are going to be, again, their second source of income. Whereas in the past, playing overseas was where they were making the most money. Like you think about Diana Taurasi, who sat out because she was paid to sit out by her team overseas. Like now the WNBA, you would hope and expect that the WNBA is going to pay them a salary that makes maybe making less in the United States, but being able to stay in the United States, you know, something that intrigues you. And that's, I say that, but right now Unrivaled's outpaying the WNBA. Like the average salary in the WNBA is higher, or in Unrivaled is higher than it is in the WNBA, but I don't know if that will stay there. And then you think about Athletes Unlimited, like that league is not paying its players on average more than the WNBA is. So again, if the WNBA could raise its salary, then it makes, yeah, staying in the United States more intriguing for a limited time because you're already making your bag in the W where they always should have.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. Instead, go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI and a watch and tab on any plan, only on Verizon.
With new line on my plan, service plan required for watch and tab. Additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Stay warm and save every day, all in the Kroger app. Get select Post cereal or Kroger peanut butter for $1.49 each with a digital coupon. And we've lowered prices, save 15% or more on hundreds of items like Thomas mini bagels, Campbell's SpaghettiOs, and more. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, Annie, you don't just cover women's basketball. You cover basketball overall. Yeah. I'd love to know, what did you think of what happened All-Star Weekend in the NBA?
Like overall in terms of kind of the decline in interest?
Like what was your experience like viewing it? Like what as someone who loves ball, what did you think when you were watching it?
My thoughts when watching now are how far it's fallen from the All-Star Weekend and All-Star Game I used to watch as a kid, right? The All-Star Game as a kid was so hype. It was so entertaining. It was so competitive. You couldn't wait to see your favorite players on the same team and then also going up against, you know, another set of your favorite players. It was like an opportunity to see how your favorite personalities in the W or in the NBA, excuse me, look at me talking about the W or still trying to talk about the W, how they team up, right? And how they compete. Like I could think about moments watching Kobe Bryant and how, you know, then seeing him on the same team as some of my other favorite players and how those dynamics, like I couldn't wait to watch that. And now there's just such a relaxed energy about it that, to be honest, your desire to even turn it on is so low. Like I didn't even watch the full game. I was like flipping back and forth. I had other things on, you know? So it just, that competitive drive isn't there anymore. And I get it. Like these players, I mean, y'all are making so much money. Your season is so long. If you don't want to show up and give 100%, if you don't want to show up and get your nose broke, like, that's your prerogative. You don't have to. But like, who's going to turn it on? You know, who's going to turn it on?
Let's talk about the Bulls.
Yeah.
Annie, every time I see you over there at the United Center, I feel like we're watching a team in a franchise that's just stuck in neutral.
Yeah.
And I know that they feel like they're taking steps to get unstuck with the moves that they made, but they still kind of end up stuck. And they, like, I'm watching last night's game and I'm going, oh yeah, this is the game for the play-in, because the Sixers are, I think, toast. Right. I think they're absolutely finished. And right. The Bulls are going to end up in that spot yet again. It's so frustrating. I just feel like we're all on a hamster wheel.
We are on a hamster wheel. The Chicago Bulls are what ranking just came out in terms of revenue. The Chicago Bulls are a top four franchise in terms of revenue and have been. There's no reason for them to do anything outside of the box because they've maintained this upper echelon status all because of what they accomplished off the back of Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, Dennis Rodman. This is a global brand. You go anywhere in the world and people love the Chicago Bulls regardless of their mediocrity. They could literally be a busted franchise the rest of time and people are still going to obsess over them because there's still going to be documentaries made about the greatest time in NBA history. There's still going to be documentaries made about the greatest player in NBA history. And he happened to wear a Chicago Bulls jersey. I think the thing that's so frustrating for fans, and I say this like as a person who's consumed kind of the opinion of fans, both of the Sky and the Bulls over these years, is that these owners are not acknowledging the fact that they're not it. Y'all didn't really do shit. Candace Parker did something by coming to the Sky, and she just happened to be from Chicago. Michael Jordan did you guys something by being the greatest player of all time and just happening to wear a Chicago Bulls jersey. It's like these owners, I don't think, are acknowledging enough like what actually is required to win a title. Like you think there's a little bit too much patting themselves on the back for a job well done. And it's like, what job did you do other than, you know, happening to land these phenomenal players, right? And so I think for the Bulls, totally just my opinion, but they're really a franchise that's comfortable sitting back on their heels, making their money, and being completely mediocre. I would pay solid money to be a fly on the wall in the meetings between AK and ownership, because I don't think it's a stretch to say that they're in those meetings being like, yeah, like do what you got to do, but we're cool with where things are at. Like, because how else do you explain this stretch of utter averageness and no real change coming?
Ooh, utter averageness. Sorry. That is a good wordplay right there, where that's kind of where they're at, you know, and everyone knows it and everyone can feel it. And look, going to a game is still fun.
Yeah.
They still
have the best intro in sports, I think a lot of people would say. That shit gets everybody turned.
So you have that, and you have like what's a good time when you go out to the United Center and they've been able to like it's been 25 years. It's been 27 years since Michael Jordan was making shots for the Bulls.
Look at that's a sometimes cover from the first three-peat. Like they're iconic. People are obsessed with the lore. The lore is the new word that all the young kids are throwing around.
Yeah, and here we are just stuck, and I can't figure a way out of it for them. Like they don't really have the right type of draft capital. They, strangely enough, free agents don't want to come here, and the moves that they make are questionable. So it's like if you look at all of the different ways that you can get better, they have failing grades in all three of those categories.
100%.
And it's like, how are you going to get out of it? It's.
So my big question, and this is like, again, I would love to pick the brain of an actual Bulls beat writer, like Joe Colley, KC, like these guys who are just on the ground and know all the happenings. But when it comes to free agency, in my opinion, it's like, why won't these big stars come here? Because they know this franchise isn't serious about actually winning. Chicago's a great market. Players love this city, but they know what they're getting by signing up to come here in terms of like an overall franchise goal standpoint. And then another question I have that, again, I'd love like the inside scoop on, and I don't want to pretend like I have it because I'm not on the ground all the time, but it's like when you think about what AK did in Denver, that's who I think everybody thought was coming here, you know, that version of him. And so it's like, what happened that made this, you know, once advantageous GM come to a new market and now he's pulling off these lax moves? The only commonality is ownership, right? It's like, look at Garpax, like everybody came for their heads. Well, now everybody's coming for a new management's head. And it's like, what's the commonality? We got to look at the commonalities. Everybody wants to drag the person in charge at the moment. Well, what's the commonality? Even again, look at the sky, right? Like people are questioning Jeff Pagliacca's moves. They question James Wade's moves. I question James Wade's moves as a GM. I owe that man an apology. He's going to be here on Friday. Like I've already apologized to him via text for some of the ways I dragged his moves. But again, it's like the commonality was ownership. Sky ownership had a guy who was a great coach and a really solid GM in a dual role. That was ownership's fault. Sky ownership hired a very well-respected skills guy to come in and be the GM with no experience. And Jeff's doing a solid job. But again, if there's any blame that's needs to go around, it's ownership, the commonality. Find the commonality.
Annie, you are the absolute best. I love it. Thank you so much for being on the podcast. Thank you for all of the feng shui that you're trying to help me out with as far as the office goes. It's appreciated. What's the next big thing for you Sun-Times-wise? What should people be looking forward to you writing?
I've got a couple features in the works that I'm really excited about that are more big picture, more WNBA focused and not necessarily just the sky focus. So I think keep your eyes out for those, because while we're kind of in this middle ground between free agency and the WNBA draft, I think those will be interesting for everybody to read.
All right, Annie, thanks again for this. You are awesome, and I always look forward when you come and hang out on the pod.
Thanks for having me.
Stay warm and save every day. All in the Kroger app. Get select Post cereal or Kroger peanut butter for $1.49 each with a digital coupon. And we've lowered prices. Save 15% or more on hundreds of items like Thomas mini bagels, Campbell's SpaghettiOs, and more. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.